This your boy Thacker Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the Bastard Child of the Internet Podcast. This is the Frocast. Episode 161. I'm your man Saul Wright. No AKA this week, and I'm sitting in with my homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, AKA the Chosen One, AKA the People's Champ, AKA the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today. What's going on,
people? I need that to be your intro every week. The most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting. It's got to be your AKA every week, dog. I love it. Hey, man. We left last week, and we was telling everybody Happy Memorial Day.
Yes.
I did that shit on purpose. I think it's really stupid to tell people Happy Memorial Day.
Hey, it's all right. It pissed me off. Because like, this is not a holiday where you say, it's not Happy Thanksgiving or Happy 4th of July or, you know, Happy Mother's Day. It's fucking Memorial Day. It's a day about to remember the dead. Why are you telling this to somebody that's alive?
Right.
It's like... Me and you, I went to Costa Rica, Happy Memorial Day.
You're like, right. Bitch, it's so fucked up.
Like, bitch, I ain't in the service. Like, and then people was pissing me off all day long. And, hey, thank a vet today for their foot. You can't thank the ones on Memorial
Day. Yeah, it's the wrong day for that shit, man. Like, and so everybody has seen the Facebook messages going around about how Memorial Day was started by the black people. And then the white people co-opted it and all this shit. It was black people thinking. Huh?
You believe that?
Yeah, look, we're talking about an entire country that's stolen from everybody. Yes, we started that shit. Black people's like, thank you for fighting for our freedom. We appreciate it. The problem is that the Civil War wasn't about no goddamn freedom. It was about economics.
Yes.
It was about economics. The North said, hey, South, you got to stop with the slave shit, man. We can't compete. You motherfuckers getting free labor. We got to pay labor. We got unions and shit. This shit's not working right. And the South said, fuck you. Get with the program. And then it became a fight. Lincoln, if you read the text, if you read the text being manuscript, not text, you slow motherfuckers. Lincoln was not an advocate for black folks.
No, he wasn't.
He just said, hey, we got to free these slaves before we destroy the country. Because economically, we can't compete with the South. That's all it was. But I said that because I worked on Memorial Day. And I had several of these, I do travel, and I had a lot of these travelers that are working for corporate clients saying, Happy Memorial Day. And I was just like, I said that as a joke on the show, but you people really out here saying it. Like, they out here saying it. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Happy Memorial Day sounds real fucked up. But, all that said, I saw you barbecuing.
Oh, man.
I saw the grill work, bro.
Yes, man. You know, I just did something, you know, something slight, you know, for Memorial Day. Just burgers and dogs. I kept it traditional. You know, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't even a get together. You know, just me and my fam and a little couple kids from the neighborhood. It wasn't nothing special. You know, so, and, you know, I did ribs a couple days before then, so I didn't want to do ribs again. Because, you know, ribs kind of take it out of you when you're cooking them on the grill. Because that day, I just wanted to cook, get it done, and, you know, I just wanted a hamburger that day. I didn't want nothing, because it's like, you know, it's nothing like kick off the summer or the summer season, like Memorial Day cookout. That's what to us civilians, that's how we look at Memorial Day. It's the invitation. It's like kick off the summer. Bring out the grills. Bring out the sundresses, the short shorts, the toes and backs out. That's what we look at it. Gotcha. But you know, just like all those people that was in Miami and Myrtle Beach, you know, they every Memorial Day weekend they break their necks getting there. Shout out to the woman who left her kid at home. While she lives, she's from Virginia. She left her, like, 7-8-year-old or something at home by herself. She left him some food and everything and, you know, told him not to go outside and shit. But, you know, of course, he went outside. He's a kid.
Right.
And some nosy neighbor was like, yo, I don't see the car. Oh, she told me to stay in the house and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And next thing you know, people's at his house and mom's down in Myrtle Beach shaking her ass. And now she's in jail. Mug shot it up, you know.
God damn.
Hopefully it was worth it. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of people out here that got kids that shouldn't, and that's a whole nother show.
I hate traveling on Memorial Day. That's like, that's might be the second worst travel day of the holiday season, I do believe. I mean, Thanksgiving is number one. Memorial Day's got to be number two, and then Labor Day. Because I mean, the roads are horrible on Memorial Day. Like people, like, where are we going?
You're saying second worst driving travel day?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's probably close. 4th of July, maybe.
Nah. Thanksgiving and then Labor Day is just like, it's because I think with 4th of July, well, see, with those specific days, you have to come back. Like, it's like Thanksgiving, most people go, you know, they only got Wednesday, Thursday off of work, you know, right. So that, you know, it's crazy. Everybody traveling the day before Thanksgiving, trying to get the grandmas and meemaws and people, whatever you call your grandma, Christmas. You know, trying to get there. And then Christmas, but see, like, Christmas Day, but I might not, you know, have to come back till, you know, first, second. So Christmas is kind of sketchy, you know, but it's just, I don't know. I hate traveling on holidays, period. I do.
It's just bad, man. Especially with gas acting an ass. I mean, we had like 3 months where gas was fucking dirt cheap.
Because they did it on purpose. You know that, right? Look, you live in Texas. Of course you know this. They purposely made a surplus. And then once they had a surplus, they stopped production. So that's why they were just trying to get rid of the surplus. That's why gas was like fucking 35 cent. And then once the surplus got low, they said, hey, we got to go back to work again and start making more oil and price jacked back up on us. Like, you know, I mean, I can handle 250. It's 2015. We can pay 250 for gas. But that $3, $4, $5 that we was paying a couple years ago, ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I almost got rid of the Expedition because I was like, yo, the gas price is cheaper now. I can go back and get me another Caddy. I'm glad I didn't because Caddy is all premium. So I'll be right back up there at that $3. You have to
burn premium in that?
What's that?
You have to burn premium?
Yes, sir. Have to burn premium.
I think that's all a scam, but hey, I don't drive a car that's in that, so I don't know.
When you got a $4,000 or $5,000 engine, you don't test it. You know what I'm saying? That's what you don't test because when you read it, it talks about knocking and efficiency and... Yeah, you don't want those problems with no Caddy engine. That shit is bad. Shout out to my homegirl whose Caddy engine ain't shit. But yeah, we talked about that real quick. You know, did you save me a plate
today? Did you do anything?
No, I worked. That was it for me.
You be easy. Y'all just the workers on Memorial Day. Me and GQ Blue was out, you know, seeing the world. Shout out to Blues in Houston. I mean, right before the flood. I mean, he come back. You know, well, I didn't call that a flood. The rain.
Nah, whatever. It flooded. It got fucked up out here. Real bad. But I don't have any people out here anyway in Texas, so I wouldn't have been doing shit anyway. I will work most holidays except for, you know, Thanksgiving. I try and get the fuck up out of here. Yeah. Maybe for Christmas. But anyway, man, a lot of shit going on. TV news. Let's hit the TV news first because I want to save that sports shit for the end of the show because that's dope. You watching the Love & Hip Hop Wedding Show.
Yes, I watched
it. How was it? Because I checked out. I don't know anything that's going on. I know Mendeece's and I know his wife is on that show. But I don't know who else is on it or what else is about.
It's, okay, Love & Hip Hop Wedding, it was you want to call it a spinoff maybe of Love & Hip Hop New York, where Yandy's one of the main people of Love & Hip Hop. She's her and her fiancé, Mendeece's. They got married on Memorial Day, and it was televised. It was like a two-hour show, and it was the most ratchet shit I've seen in my life. And not ratchet as in ghetto, but ratchet as in, like, niggers over the top doing it. Like, really? You know, and I mean, listen, she had two dresses to choose from. She let the people vote which dress she should wear. Then, you know, everything they showed, it had a price tag on it, like Robin Leach was doing the motherfucking, oh, this, now she spent $90,000 on flowers. $90,000 on flowers. I'm going to say that again. $90,000 on flowers. Flowers is going to die. You know what I'm saying?
Holy shit.
And, you know, it was just like had all the reality who's who was there. Duchess and Caesar was there. Like, I didn't know they knew each other. Like, it was just like Stevie J. I mean, all the reality show people were there. It's Carly Red, like, the bridesmaids. So. Like,
what you're saying is that there was about 4,000 people in the audience, and they only knew about 200 of them.
Look, she had to turn away some of her family so some of the reality people could
that's
be there.
That's not cool. That's not a fucking option.
Like, my family can't come, but you're going to have fucking Carly Rae, who I don't fucking know in this bitch? That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, so... And it was just like, you know, it was over the top, you know. And then another thing, a lot of bitches got gas. I'm not saying bitches talk about Yeah, I'm talking about the bitches that got gas. Oh, I want to have a wedding like this. And like my boy said on Twitter, he said, you bitches don't want to get married. You just want to have a wedding.
That's true. And you know, we talked about a while ago, this is episode 161, so somewhere around episode 135, we talked about the lady in Atlanta that got married to herself.
Yes.
Some of you motherfuckers just need to do that, just to get this shit out your system.
I mean, because that, like, you're not going to, and then, this is my thing for Yandy. Okay, Yandy, congratulations on your marital vows. You being married. You finally got me in DC's, and, you know, that's the man you want to be with, but he just pled guilty, and he's going to have to do between 5 and 40 years.
Wait, what, pled guilty to what?
Drug charges. He, you know, he got caught heroin, selling heroin or some selling drugs. Damn,
slinging that dirt.
Huh?
He's slinging that dirt. Heroin?
Yes, shit. That brown. Yeah. Everybody used to wonder, what the hell does Mendeecees do? Like, you know, now we find out that Yandy playing dumb. But baby, why did you plead guilty? I thought we was going to fight it. And he was just looking like, bitch, because I'm guilty. What the fuck?
Not only that, because 5 is a lot easier to take than life.
Yes, because like he said, he got to do a minimum of 5. He could face a maximum of 40. So he's going to do at least 5 years. And he just married this nigga. And you know, he's sentencing, he goes, like, he turns himself in August or some shit like that. So, you know, I don't know if you want to marry. And then you just had a baby by the nigga. So it's like, he going to be gone 5 years.
God damn.
But yeah, he's like, ladies, don't, you know, like I said, I know this the man you love and all that, but the nigga's about to go to prison. And, you know, great way to set an example, you know what I'm saying, Yandy. You know, but, you know, like I said, you're married now, you know, to your baby father. And, you know what I'm saying? And she told me she want to get pregnant again by the nigga. So I bet you she going to be pregnant before this nigga go to jail.
So she can have a single mother.
Single mother show. She going to get a, she going to, hey, listen, Yandy, I don't know how long these Love and Hip Hop checks going to come. But you better ride this motherfucker out as long as you can. Because I think this is your only, because you and Rich Dollars are starting a record label together. Like, Rich Dollars, he can't stay out of jail either. I don't think Yandy made good decisions.
Well, there you have it. I mean, that's just, but that's what we're watching. That's the only reason this shit is on TV, is because these motherfuckers make bad decisions.
Yes.
That's the only reason we're watching this shit.
Stories, man. Shout out to the homegirl Best Flavor One for that signature.
Well, Jesus Christ, man. Hey, Mendeecees, goddamn, man.
Yeah, man.
I guess since we're talking about TV, we can talk about Game of Thrones real quick.
Yes.
Goddamn, man. Hey, shout out to Tyrion and Khaleesi. Y'all finally getting it together. I'm looking for them to take over the world now. Three episodes left?
Three episodes left, and you know, like, you gotta think about it. Khaleesi has never been around somebody as smart as fucking Tyrion.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So this is the advisor that she needs, because everybody else has been giving her dumbass advice. You know what I'm saying? Like, the motherfucker that's fucking her, Dario,
oh,
whatever.
Oh, my thing. God. She's gullible as fuck.
I mean, he like, oh, you should kill everybody. Bitch, don't listen to him. You know, no. He piping you down. Don't listen to the man that's piping you down. You know what I'm saying? You know.
That's good advice.
Jealous and all that. Yeah. But, yeah.
Cersei.
Oh, my baby got locked up, man. I was sad about it. Cersei, my baby. That's my baby right there.
Like, why?
Because she's so mean and evil. I love her. I love her. Like, everybody asks me, like, why you like her? I'm like, yo, that's the meanest bitch ever. I love that bitch. Like, she's just so mean. And I knew something. I told you last week, I said, it's going to backfire on her ass when she went talk to the High Sparrow. But I think Littlefinger is the one that snitched.
Littlefinger's always the one that snitched. That nigga's Littlefinger, the
Littlefinger snitched on Marjorie and Loras when he told her, yo, this to do her brother fucking. He told Cersei that. Then he turns around and tell Olenna Tyrell, like, yo, Cersei, she fucked her cousin. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what Littlefinger's main goal is, but he can't be trusted for shit.
Nothing.
He can't be trusted for a fucking thing, man. We only got to see Adebisi, like, for 4 seconds this week. And, of course, he was selling people into slavery. I didn't like that. Like, we get to see black people, and this is what we get to see them doing.
Trying to make a black man a slaver, you know, they're like, hey, you know, just to make up for all the 400 years is about to happen after this.
Well, we got that back with Django. We don't need, you know, we need a better story. We need a better story for our black folks. Have we seen, other than, what's Khaleesi, the black chick that works with Khaleesi or works for Khaleesi?
Miss Sandy.
Have we seen another black chick on this show?
Nah, just Miss Andy and the other one that was with Miss Andy. Yeah, it's only been Miss Andy.
That's like it.
Was that the only black chick?
I think that's it.
Didn't she have another black chick around her? Or that's Miss Andy? That might be the only one.
I feel some kind of way about this.
He's a cool black guy.
Yeah, he's cool, but you know, we know that the black folks ain't getting much shine. I just would like to see at least some more black chicks, especially because I saw Mad Max the other day, and I'm amped up, and I'll talk about that in a minute. What else did I want to say about Game of Thrones? Oh, motherfucking Reek. Yes. Jesus Christ. Littlefinger and then Reek.
It's all right. If a motherfucker cut your dick off, I'm pretty sure you're going to be scared as fuck of this motherfucker.
I'm not going to be serving you, though. You done cut my dick off. It's time to die.
He tortured Little. According to the books, the motherfucker, he broke all his joints. He cut feet and toes off, knocked his teeth out, and didn't knock his teeth out, but he knocked them loose.
I would kill myself if that's the case. Or kill you. But there's no way I'm walking around with my head down forever doing your bidding. There's just no way.
You're gonna have to kill me. But see, you're right.
I mean, that nigga treated him like the Marines, bruh. He treated him like the Marines.
I thought he was gonna have one redeeming moment, one time. You
just
know what I'm saying?
Man, no. I mean, shit, you know.
When I see him walking up those steps, I said, "Oh, he going to place the candle." Then I seen Ramsey. I said, "This motherfucker here, man." Like,
I thought he was at least gonna get an epic fight at that point, or something like smart. But no, he just
You owe her your life, man. You owe her like to die trying to help her. But no, you want to be a little bitch ass dude the rest of your days, live in a fucking dog cage for the rest of your mother. Go ahead, man.
God damn, I wait for them to kiss. That's got to be the next thing. Like, Ramsay got to be fucking. He got to be piping him down. He got to be busting cheeks. That's the only thing that makes sense, because there's no way for him to be that indentured to that motherfucker.
Didn't Rick suck his dick?
Whoa, when he was giving him the bath?
No, right. Remember, he's like, now, didn't he make him get on his knees or something? He just made him take his hand or something. I don't know.
Made him touch him or some shit. Oh. You know, which is still bad. Like, it's still fucked up.
No man's by another man waist.
That's fucked up. We got 3 episodes left. I'm waiting to see Khaleesi and Tyrion destroy some motherfuckers. I need to see.
It's not gonna happen because they fast tracking it. Like, you gotta understand, she is thousands of miles away from Westeros. Like,
this is true. But, ain't no plan.
Yeah, so it's not gonna happen this season. Like, it's not. Like, she's gotta build up some trust in Tyrion. So we're not gonna see them start taking over till next season.
Tyrion's in the wrong place though, because he's not gonna get no pussy out there. Because she don't have no harem. She don't have that set up for him. So Tyrion still ain't gonna fuck.
Don't they have the? Remember the boys was down there in the In the thing.
There's no slaves though.
He don't need a fuck slave. Tyrion's need pussy. He don't care. He just need wine and women. That's all he need. He
likes a shower. That motherfucker looks terrible.
Yes.
Oh boy, and our friend the simp of the goddamn decade, of the century, of the world.
Yo boy.
He come through and whoop 9 niggas ass and take his helmet off. Just give me a moment. Nigga, she was like, get the fuck out of my face.
Get him out of my face.
What the hell, bruh?
Yeah.
Nah, that's some bullshit, bruh. Fellas, don't
Sir Jorah Mormont, I think that's his name.
He ain't even smelt the pussy yet.
Nah, he smelt it when he gave her a bath or whatever. He
said, or when that shit was on fire.
Yeah, when he threw the bath water out, that's the only time he smelt it. She can feed his ass to the dragon, man. Watch.
God damn. And you know what's going the way they write this shit. I haven't read the books, so I don't know. But I can pretty sure bet that at some point that motherfucker's gonna kiss. And he might explode.
Yeah. Oh, he's gonna die. she's gonna blow some fire on his ass and get rid of his grayscale.
So that nigga's gonna lose his shit. I was mentioning that I saw Mad Max. Did you see Mad Max?
Oh, hold on. We got a question for the nation real quick before you go on to the Mad Max. Okay. This is another TV thing. This is from MJ Money 9S. Did we get it right this time,
that's
dude?
It. That's it. All right. Got his name right.
All right. He wants to know, Sar, right, if you have finished watching Shameless.
No.
No? Okay. Well.
I saw enough of that one episode that I didn't want to go back. It's just too much. That was too much chaos. Mad Max wasn't chaos. Shameless was chaos.
But Shameless is podcast. It's just like, it's funny. It's just like, I don't know, it's a good show. But then he wants to know, has any of us watched Hannibal? And if so, are we excited for season three? Well, I'm going to tell you, I haven't seen season one or two, so I'm not excited for season three because I haven't watched season one. So if it's that good, MJ Money 9S, I might check it out because there's nothing on TV. We got a week between now and more sports, so I might check it out.
Yeah, we might have to get on that. I know I wanted to watch Hannibal, and there's something else. Bates. The Bates Motel movie, whatever show that is.
Okay.
I want to check that out, too. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The Bates Motel. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I want to check that one out, too, and see what they're about. And I guess since Dexter's off TV, it's now safe for me to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
So I might start watching that shit. Because we got nothing but time. I think I even watched some other shit on TV Land and shit. Soul Man and Blackish. And I think both of those are off TV now, too. So I got up a time, man. So I guess we're going to watch Hannibal.
Easy suggested a Married at First Sight.
Okay, now that's Tracy May's show.
Oh, okay. So Easy want us to watch that. He said it's like the realest reality TV show ever.
All right, so we put that on the list. The boss said so. We got to watch it.
Yeah, we got it. He said he just wanted to watch one episode to get us, you know, see if we like it. And so I just got to find it.
So are we going to watch the new episode or are we going to watch the first episode?
I think it's the season. This might be, I think it's the latest season. I don't know. I have to confirm. He'll let us know in the comments which one
he wants us to watch, man. Let us know and we'll go ahead and watch it. Have you seen Mad Max?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I saw Mad Max and it's like a 2 hour long, however long the movie is. It's like 2 hours, an hour, 45 minutes of straight adrenaline. It's like a long ass action sequence. Which is great. But if you've seen the commercials for Mad Max, you've seen the commercials, right?
Yes.
There's not much to it. That's the goddamn movie. Killing, action, fire, cars, music, the end. Why are people on my fucking timeline, my troll-ass friends, talking about I didn't understand it? I didn't get the plot. Mm-hmm. The plot is it's post-apocalyptic. The world has ended. And there's a hoarder that has made his own empire based on keeping resources and making people his slaves.
Mm.
So the movie is about them motherfuckers getting out.
Okay.
It's very simple. They set it up in like 5 minutes where the movie starts. You understand what the fuck's going on. This nigga, they show him getting serviced by all his people. They put his body together because he's got all these diseases. He walks out. He says something to the people. They turn on the water. The people are rejoicing for water. And then he cuts that shit off in the middle of the desert. And like, yo, you get it at that point. Like, this nigga is fucked up. There's nothing hard to understand. Why are people on my timeline talking about I didn't get the movie? There wasn't enough plot. That's the plot. Man. That's the fucking plot. It's not that hard. I think I just have too many trolls in my life.
Yes, all right. You know, you seem to draw out the trolls, man. I don't know what it is about you, so all right.
But maybe I'm an easy target, bro. It's my yellow. It's my yellow. People can see my yellow. But the reason I brought that movie up in context with Game of Thrones is that the women in this movie are badass.
Okay. Is this Zoe Zalanda, whatever name is this?
Zoe, no, not her. Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz, okay.
Yeah, she fine as shit. I thought it was Khaleesi. Like, now that's probably just my bad recognition skills on this one. But she looks good if you know, watch the movie. But there are men's activists. Like, we have feminists. They are meninists, I think is what they call themselves, that are upset because the women were portrayed so strong in this movie. And they're saying that this is like emasculating or some shit like that. You got to check this shit out, man. If y'all think I'm making this shit up, just Google it. But if you have time and you want to see a good-ass action movie, I definitely recommend Mad Max.
Okay.
It's definitely worth checking out. And, Jerm, I know how you going to watch it if you watch it. That should be the good way to watch it.
I mean, I didn't like the first Mad Max. I mean, so I watched this one, you know what I'm saying? Because I used to, the old Mad Max, that was with Mel Gibson or something, right?
Right.
Yeah, them shits were horrible. I used to hate that she used to be on HBO. I was like, God damn, this movie's so stupid.
Yeah, there's no Thunderdome in this one.
Thunderdome, that's what it was, man. That's what it was.
No Thunderdome you have to watch on this one. But it's just, it's a regular ass dope show. To me, yeah. It was pretty dope. So yeah, check that shit out, man. We got other topics this week. Now you got on this outline. Is this the Black Biker Rally in Miami?
Oh, well, it was just more day. Just talking about all that. You know, it's just, you know.
I didn't see any pics this year.
I mean, look, this year was rather tame. I heard that a lot of people was upset. The merchants were upset this year because they, you know, they count on, you know, the Atlantic Bike Fest, whatever they call it, Bike Week, whatever they call the official name of it is, you know, but black people, we just say the bike rally, you know what I'm saying? They count, like a lot of people count on these, you know, this weekend to, you know, make their year, you know, and the way they had it roped off, they had some little traffic loop or something they called it where you really couldn't get to places. And, you know, it's just like they kind of corralled everybody in one little area and people was not happy about it. Businesses were not happy about it. You know, these businesses usually don't want your money, wanted your money this year and they couldn't get it. And now they're whining about it. And so, you know, South Carolina was a bust. I wouldn't go to the South Carolina beach anyway. That's just me, you know. I mean, then Miami was off the chain as it usually is. You know, it's just, that's a Memorial Day. I didn't hear nobody about to get in their face ate this year. And but it was just, you know, I don't know. I want to experience it, but I don't know if I can because, you know, I do have the queen and let's me and her go together. But then that'll kind of take away the fun because you don't take sand to the beach.
Right.
You know? You know, it's just, I don't know.
But, you also need a motorcycle, though.
Yeah, have you ever attended any of these Memorial Day events?
No. Like, no. I, for my entire life, I've never been one of those big festival type people, ever.
Except for Freaknik.
I was at Freaknik because I was in school.
In Atlanta. Right. Yeah, but you didn't make it to Atlanta for Freaknik.
No, not at all. I've never done any of that shit.
I got you.
But I wish I had. Because that one weekend of Freaknik was amazing. It's the best shit I've
ever
seen.
Went to Daytona, their little black college reunion. Oh, my God. Listen, I've been told if I go back there, when I get back, it'll be divorce papers waiting for me. Because yeah. I had a blast. Like, Thursday through Sunday, no sleep. Straight partying, just people everywhere. Like, I mean, it was so wild. Like, you know, it was like the pimps and the hoes just like took over the whole little event. Like, you see a hoe, you see a chick, you trying to holler, some nigga right there, like, yo, you can get that for 150. 150? Nigga, I nut fast. You crazy. Like, me? You know what I'm saying? Like, you fucking crazy? Like, no. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like one time, you know, I caved in one time. Now, I ain't saying what I did, but I'm in the bathroom with this chick, and all of a sudden I feel something touch me. I look back. It's a nigga trying to rob me. It's a midget trying to rob. He's hiding in the shower. And then
Jeremy. You fucking lying.
It's all right. I swear, everything I love, dog. This, like, I'm in there getting topped off. And I'm in the bathroom. And I felt something, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's behind me. I look back in the shower, I move the thing back, and it's like a little midget, they trying to rob me. I'm like, yo, chill, shorty, what the fuck going on here? You know what I'm saying? And this shit's over. I walked out the room and shit, you know, I'm walking out, dick still hanging out and everything. I'm like, what the fuck this shit, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't paying for shit. Like, no, this nigga trying to rob me. Like, what you... Man, that shit was crazy, man. But yeah. Man.
Oh, my God.
Midget trying to rob me, bro.
This is why you the people's spokesperson, man. For real. God damn.
Yes. Yeah, tournaments is a blast. So, yeah, all them little events, man. Like, you know, CIAA, I ain't never been there. You know, I've been to NT Homecoming, never Howard Homecoming. You know, I don't know.
Go ahead. I was just about to say, I got to give it to my people, man. When we do some shit, whether it's getaway or we go and buy some shit, we go out and we ball out.
I'm telling you, we ran Camaros.
I just saw somebody, it was for her birthday party. Like, and it was a weird birthday. It was like her 31st or some shit like that that's just odd for people to celebrate. She rented a fucking Aston Martin. And I was like, what are you doing?
Bitch, you can't afford it. Where you gonna put gas for Aston Martin? You can't just go to put five in that motherfucker.
Nigga, I would whoop somebody's ass. They pull up to Shell. Like, I've never seen an Aston Martin get gas. Never. Now, I don't know where they get it. Obviously, they run on gas. But you don't just pull up to a regular-ass gas station with that shit. So, yeah, we definitely ball out. So, I'm kind of happy that the vendors are upset that Black Biker Weekend didn't bring in the money. Because we need to control that shit.
Exactly.
We need to, you know, tell people where the fuck is at. Detroit is fucked up. Why don't we go to Detroit and do some shit? And revitalize that economy. You know what I'm saying? Let's
get killed in the process. So what's the point?
And you know, nobody dies when we get together and celebrate. We die during regular week.
Yeah, you're right. Because I see how the news was touting all the deaths in Baltimore and Chicago this weekend. Like, you know,
of course.
Oh, 29 people killed. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, I thought this was really making it better. But I've heard that the police have kind of turned a blind eye to crime. Because they say, oh, we over policing? We're not going to police at all and see what happens. Just to, you know, kind of fuck with the stats. So I don't know.
Well, to me, it makes no sense. If there's heightened awareness because of protesters and rallies and riots and however the fuck you want to phrase it, there's no way that all that shit happened.
Yeah.
It heightened awareness. How the fuck did that happen? It doesn't make sense. So, you know, fuck the media, man. I can't deal with the niggas right now. I meant to ask you when we were talking about TV real quick. Have you heard about the Chocolate City movie?
No, I haven't.
So, Chocolate City is the black version of Magic Mike. It's a black stripper movie. That opened, I know, it opened in limited theaters and people are already mad about that. Like in LA.
Say black male stripper?
Yeah, black male stripper movie. So
look. First of all, sorry, pause for the photo. I don't want to interrupt you real quick. Male strippers get no respect around this part right here, dog. A man, you can't walk around here shaking your dick for dollars, nigga. Like, get a fucking job. And then you walk around here shaking your meat? Like, nah, I don't. Male strippers, I understand it. It's a market for that, but you don't get no fucking respect from the king for doing shit like that. Okay,
So the black woman was like, yo, we saw Magic Mike. We want to see our Chocolate City. Let's go check this shit out. And this guy, you know, Chocolate City, it apparently had the people they wanted to see. Fucking Tyson Beckford is in it, and D-Ray is in it doing some comedy shit, but they still, you know, they want to see.
No, D-Ray, no.
Nah, he's like the club owner or some shit. Okay. Something like that. I'm trying to see if I can pull up the rest of this list. Michael Jai White is in it. Who would the women care about? Michael Jai White, Tyson Beckford, Ginuwine is in it. You know, it's them.
He's all star team out there, man.
It's right. It's them niggas. Now, here's the weird shit. Tanya Rock, you know, Imani Hakeem, the little sister on Everybody Hates Chris. She's on there. Vivica Fox is in it. This nigga, Robert Ricard, which is the light-skinned nigga that was on every sitcom. You know him if you saw him. As soon as you saw him, you'd be like, oh, this nigga. Anyway, everybody's in this movie. It only opened in limited theaters. In L.A., the shit was only in like 2 theaters.
Damn.
So, yeah, they doing it like that. People are mad about the racism. I brought this up to ask because I heard this on another show. If your wife wanted to go see it, and apparently this is not an explicit type stripper movie. This is a stripper movie that's supposed to give you the way that they market it, right? Because they're trying to get niggas to go see it. Is that this shows you stuff that you could do for your wife. So if Queen Germ said, let's go see this movie, would you go? This is like an early keep it 100.
I'd go see it with her, but she better not never ask me to do no shit like that.
So you would go see it, but you wouldn't do the shit that you see in the movie?
Hell no.
So if Queen Jerry said, I want you to do something sexy for me tonight, it's her birthday, it's your anniversary, you wouldn't strip for the queen?
No. First of all, King Jerry don't dance. King Jerry got a mean two-step, but that's it. I'd upgrade it. Like, I got a two-step to the side, and I got a two-step to the front and to the back. That's it. That's the extent of my dancing right there. Like, I don't dance. Like, I mean, I'm not that guy. I just got a two-step, and that's it. That's it. So there's nothing sexy about that. Nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry, Queen Jerry, if you want. Nah, not going to happen. Sorry.
When they asked this question, I was like, no, I just.
I don't want her dancing for me because, can I ask you something?
Thank you.
When she, it's just like, you know, this is no disrespect to the queen, but sometimes when your girl, like, if I want to see a stripper, I'm going to go see a professional stripper. Thanks. I understand you know, you think you look cute in your little thing. You do your little whatever, she went took some little Egyptian dancing classes one day, and I was just like, why are you doing that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit look weird. But, you know.
It's so weird that men and women are supposed to be together. Huh?
It's awkward. I start laughing. And she's like, what you laughing for? I'm like, because you look silly. Like,
It's awkward that men and women are supposed to be together and our minds are wired so fucking different. It's just odd. Like, when a dude want to get some sex, hey, he start to fuck with you. That's it. Women want some sex. They got to put on lingerie and change the fucking lighting. And, you know, got to take a long ass bath and shower. And, like, all this extra shit. We just wired differently. So, when I want to fantasize about some shit, the last thing I want to fantasize is seeing my wife strip on a pole. That just, nah.
It's not, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you can go, I even allowed a little sexy little outfits and all that shit, but that shit gonna be on the floor in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm a weirdo. Like I said, I don't play at all, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just, I don't need all that.
I'm weird too, man. I mean, like, dudes go to the strip club and eventually end up hitting one of the strippers in the back. I'm not that nigga. Like, I've never, pause on all this, never gotten wood in the strip club. Ever. It's entertainment. It doesn't turn me on. It's entertainment. Yeah. So, I don't get it.
Now, I mean, I've gotten wood at the strip club, but, you know, I had a good reason. You know what I'm saying?
I left the goddamn strip club with stripper juice on me, and that pissed me the fuck off.
Oh, that's why I don't like strippers on me. That's why I have a no lap dance policy. Like, no. Because one time, like, it wasn't me. It was my dog. The stripper was, she was gyrating all on him, and she just, you know, he one of them cute ass niggas, you know, no homo. You know what I'm saying? I call him 100% because every chick he holler at, he get the number. Like, I've never seen a chick diss him. Never.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So, he 100%. That's why I be like, yo, 100%. You know what I'm saying? You know, anytime I want to see a girl, she got a crew, I get him to holler at one, I can get the other one. You know, no problem. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, she was dancing on him. She danced down. She danced. Next thing you know, she was like, oh, legs shaking and everything. I said, I haven't seen that look before. You know what I'm saying? Next thing I know, he like, man, he had a wet spot on his motherfucking leg. I was just like, yo, this bitch is nutted on you, bro. Like, yo, this like. In right there. I would have been done for the night. Because, you know, women that smell funny. You know what I'm saying? It don't smell like it got a smell. Like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't a bad smell. It's just a smell. Like, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm weird. And so when I go to a strip club and bitches dance, I'm like, yo, you can dance in front of me, but don't get on me. Why? Bitch, you got lotion, glitter, all that shit on you. You've been dancing all night. Your pussy sweaty. I'm good. Like, yo, you fine at all, but nah, don't get on me. You know what I'm saying? Not that I got on some expensive jeans or nothing. I might be in there with some fucking, you know, one night I went to the strip club in my flip-flops, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Dead air. Hello?
Oh, my bad. I was talking about goddamn Michael's muted. I said you're a savage. You're a fucking savage. Yeah, the fucking strip club is the flip flops. You are savage with socks.
Yeah, the dude was like, "Man, you comfortable tonight?" I was like, "Bro, what you mean? I got socks on. Like, yo, why you bothering me, bro?" Like,
I would be shocked if you got any lap dances that night, or if you got any attention, because they like this broke motherfucker over here in sandals, hey, and some goddamn flip flops and socks. He ain't got no money.
Yes, I was a, and then I might even had jeans on that night too. Like, listen, it's all right. 90% of the time you catch me, I got flip flops on. 90%.
It's a fucking shame. It's a fucking shame. Yeah. We just started the show. Before we started recording, we was talking about J's, and you out here talking about you got on flip flops.
Yes. I had some Jordan flip flops.
That's some bullshit.
Yes.
Your ass.
Ron got flip flops with air bubbles in them, nigga. I said, I'm not finna pay $60 for no flip flops. I can't do it.
Yeah, they just get nowhere, man. All them shit's the same. They probably come out of the exact same factory. They just slap a different logo on them bitches.
I mean, fucking air bubbles and flip-flops. Who would... I don't need all that.
Shit's not even attached to your foot once you pick it up. The goddamn back comes up. What the fuck are we talking about here? And you know what I hate? I hate the Adidas flip-flops with the goddamn nipples on them.
The Adidas size?
I hate them motherfuckers.
Like 7 pair of those.
I hate them bitches, dog. That shit is annoying as fuck.
The most comfortable flip-flops you can ever buy, man.
I don't need my feet fucking tickled every time I take a step. That's some bullshit.
Oh, it's only like that for the... No, actually, they're painful for like the first 3 days, man. Your feet be sore as a motherfucker, but then once they get used to them, you can't, like... I used to work whole shifts, and when I had a little job at the little fuck store...
Yeah.
I'm flip-flopping it every day. Like, yo, I'm in there with my flip-flops on. And I was like, yo, I can stand up in these shit for 8 hours. No problem. My feet don't hurt or nothing, man. So, you know.
Wait, but didn't you work, like, in fucking warehouse kind of spot? Like, what do you do? Warehouse work?
No, the fuck store. No, it was like a little, you know, smoke shop.
Oh, okay. My bad. You meant the fuck store, not the fuck-ass store.
Gotcha. Yeah, the fuck store. Yeah.
Nah, I'm definitely not buying no fucking flick from you. You got your feet out.
Hey, man, I got socks on. I don't never walk around my toes. I love. But I'm fresh out the shower. And I might walk around with my, you know, because I might put some lotion on my feet. Yeah, because somebody clowned me the other day, sorry. I got to start putting lotion on my feet now, man. Look, motherfucker, little motherfucker was joining me, man. Look. Oh, shit. That motherfucker got me, boy. I was just like, damn.
So, wait, you had on the flip-flops without socks?
Yes. Feet ashing in a motherfucker. Look like I just walked out of the white sand or something, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, I don't give a shit. Like, you know, feet are made for walking. Little dude, man, little 14, 15-year-old boy, you know, I started cracking on him, and then that motherfucker seen them feet, and he just started going in, bro. I was just like, damn, I can't even clown me so hard I went home and put some socks on, nigga. I was like, fuck that.
Hey, that's the realest shit. Like, if you ever want to get at a nigga, if you get his goddamn shoe, get down his feet, it's a wrap.
Yes.
Nigga, that's the worst. One of my friends had a wedding, and it was the whole beach thing, white shirt, cargo shorts, flip-flops. I was like, Jesus, I needed a month to get ready for that shit. Like, nigga, my feet touch the water, they touch the dry-ass towel, they touch the wet towel, the soap, and that's it. Mm. I don't lotion the feet, none of that bullshit. So, that nigga, gotta put the feet out. I'm like,
you ever get that little split on your toe, or your feet, you take a shower?
That's when I start lotioning. When the feet crack, that's when I start putting lotion on the feet. I lotion like a sock, like down to my ankle, and then I stop. And then
I just usually just hit the heel up now. I just do the heel because, you know, that's where he got me at. So I was like, yeah, I got to do something about the heel.
Yeah, you can't have that concrete on the back of the heel.
Yeah, man. Like, hey, like I had grayscale.
Hell no. It's stupid as shit, nigga.
Boy, I got psoriasis. I'm telling you.
You stupid as fuck, man. Your boy, Jay-Z.
Yes.
So, Tidal is in the news again. They are really going hard at Tidal.
Hey, listen. You doing, hey, look, it's staying in the news. That's what Jay-Z wanted you to do. What is he in the news for now, sir, right?
Well, you know, aside from the Feeling Myself video, great video, by the way. Awesome shit. You apparently got to subscribe to Tidal if you want to see extra shit. We posted it on the site, so you can see that at nappyafro.com if the video is still up. The post is still up. I don't know if the video is still up. there's a picture going around that shows the group, which is all the Tidal employees, engineers, and all that shit. And it's very, very, very white. I would go as far as to say, outside of Jay-Z and Beyonce, it's all not black. I can't say white because some of these motherfuckers look Middle Eastern and some shit. Looks like there's an Asian or two in there. But the majority of it is white people.
Now, in Jay-Z's defense,
right,
he did buy the company, and he kept most of the infrastructure that was there.
Which is good. That's what you should do.
And you know, and then let's be honest. The shit is in, like, Norway, Sweden. I mean, niggas over there.
That's very true. Right.
And, like, so that people going off, excuse me, I was like, the motherfuckers in Sweden or Norway, where the fuck he at?
They
niggas over there. And then you got to think about the area that it is. It's like Silicon Valley. If you go to fucking Google offices, you might not see that many black people. Or just like, I don't, you know, I'm not saying there's no black tech people out there because we got one on our website, but it's just that, you know.
We got two on our website.
Yes. Yeah, forgot about the IT guru.
we got two of them motherfuckers.
Why you can't hire them niggas, man?
Hey, I don't know. Maybe they didn't put their bid in. And that's the other thing. We don't know that anybody's even applied. It's in Norway. It was bought by another group. People are getting Jay-Z the blues for this shit. Now, mind you, Jay-Z, is, as far as I'm concerned, he can't do wrong by black folks. That's just my personal opinion. When that nigga was popping bottles, and what was it he used to drink all the time?
Armadale or Belvedere? I mean, which one?
The one that made him go buy his own shit.
That was Armadale.
Nah, it was something that started with a C.
Cristal?
Cristal. He used to pop the shit out of Cristal. Like, the way Tupac mentions his boys, Kato! Jay-Z was saying Cristal in every song. And Cristal, then when they came out and was like, yeah, we don't really make it for you niggas, or whatever they said, the equivalent to the Tommy Hilfiger statement, he stopped fucking with him.
Legend. Tommy Hilfiger statement.
The alleged. Okay, is it alleged anymore?
It's alleged because he never said it.
I don't know. I feel like he said it.
Oprah said, I wouldn't have had you on my show, nigga, if you would have said this shit. Oprah asked him about it on her show that day. Like, did you ever say this? He was like, no.
Of course he's not going to say it. He's on Oprah show. Like, of course, no, nigga. I never said that shit. I'm on Oprah. I'm like, no. But so after that shit, He stopped fucking with Chris Style. He ended up, he said he liked Ace of Spades. He bought Ace of Spades.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Which spawned the Ciroc and all the other shit. Jay-Z, to me, can't do no wrong.
Nope.
When, I think it was South Pole, was the first clothing company that tried to come to him, but they wanted him to just wear their shit. They weren't going to give him no partnership. He said, fuck that. He made Rockaware. Like, I'm with that. You make your own way. So, for me, people being mad about, oh, well, what about this? Jay-Z don't support black people. Stop it. The motherfucker just bailed out Baltimore.
No, like, Jay-Z made a whole bunch of black people millionaires. Like, I'm pretty sure Rockefeller offices were probably a lot of niggas, ex-drug dealers, niggas he giving jobs, and 40-40 club. Like, Jay-Z employed black people. So let's not, people just jumping off the fucking roof right here. And I was just like, yo, man, come on, man.
Look at Benny Siegel. His whole life he owes to Jay-Z.
It's, I mean, yes, fucking Memphis Bleak.
Like, as long as I'm paid, like, y'all don't have to do shit. That's what the nigga said.
Yes.
He's showing the proof. Like, he did that. You niggas ain't doing shit and getting paid. You got checks. Benny Siegel right now is making more than you, and he ain't doing a fucking thing. Nothing. So, y'all got to leave Jay-Z alone on this. Like, however you feel about his music is one thing, but about what he's doing for black folks and people around him, the people that he fuck with, y'all can't say shit about Jay-Z.
Yes. I mean, that doesn't mean he doesn't, you know, like, oh, Jay-Z spit all this stuff about, you know, he want to guilt trip us into buying his shit, you know, but then he don't hire no black people. I'm just like, no, that's not correct, but I mean, whatever.
People mad about, like, that's why I don't fuck with Tyler. That's why I'm on Spotify. Who the fuck you think work for them?
No, listen, I bet you if you poll every music streaming service site of the 170, I'm pretty sure it might not be 170 black people to work for all of them combined.
Except for the PR positions. They will hire us to be the spokesperson for some shit real quick.
Yes. Hey, we need you to go in the hood and, you know, just get everybody to sign up for the service.
Nigga, it's a job, and probably by mentioning this, I'm just excluding myself from the job because I was going to apply for it. It's a beer company out here. A local representative branch of like Coors or Pabst Blue Ribbon or some hippie shit that's looking for a, how do they call it, multicultural brand engineer or some shit like that. Like, we don't fuck with that shit. I know you want a black person to do it. We don't fuck with that shit. But you're going to hire us to do the job anyway just so you have a face in that community.
Yes,
and people going to start drinking it. Yeah, they hired black people. They hired one. They hired one. Like, goddamn, hey, man. Props to Jay-Z for the title shit. Good luck with all that. Jay-Z can't do no wrong by me. I just, you know, he ain't doing shit wrong as far as I'm concerned. You niggas always mad at Jay-Z for some shit. which reminds me, oddly, of the Ambrosia for Heads hip-hop tournament that I still ain't. It's Eminem and Tupac. It's Eminem and Tupac. That's the GOAT for this round is Eminem and Tupac. Not Rakim, not Kumo D, not Big Daddy Kane, not LL, which I agree with. But it's Eminem or Tupac are your options. Y'all niggas need to do better, man. Y'all niggas need to do better. We got to talk about sports real quick because I waited for this part because the NBA, after I think between 1980-ish to now, they've only had 9 different franchises win the title. It's like 35 years. Only 9 franchises have won the title. So we'll be adding a new franchise to that. So I'm happy about that. What do you think about this whole situation? About the Cavs, LeBron's comeback story against the Warriors, Mark Jackson, Stephen Curry situation?
Well, I'm be honest with you. I'm pulling for the Cavaliers because, you know, I love Steph Curry, no homo. I like everything that, you know, they, but I told you what my issue was with the whole Warriors thing. You know, it's a Tony Dungy, John Gruden situation all over again. Yeah. But I just want everybody to know that LeBron is the greatest player of all time. What he did this year is awesome. Like, you got to look at it. He goes to a team, they automatically play. Like, he could go to the Timberwolves and they'll make the playoffs. Okay. Just LeBron going to the Timberwolves, they're going to make the playoffs. He leaves the team, they don't make the playoffs. When he left Cleveland to go to Miami, Cleveland was done. Mm-hmm. Went to Miami, they in the title game. win 2 out of 4 titles. They played for a title every year he was there. He left Miami. They didn't make the playoffs. Went to Cleveland. They went from lottery to the fucking finals. I mean, it's got to be LeBron. It's got to be. That's the fucking, the what they call it, the common denominator and all that shit. Well, it's fucking LeBron. Well, and then you got to think about it. He took guys like, he has no superstars on his team. None. No superstars.
Okay,
wait, a lot of good basketball players, no stars.
No, wait, Kevin Love. Kevin Love is a bona fide star.
He's not even there.
But Kevin Love, he helped him get there.
Listen, Kevin Love he's not a superstar. Kevin Love, he racked up numbers in Minnesota when nobody gave a shit. You're playing the Timberwolves. If I see we playing the Timberwolves tonight, I don't give a fuck. Let him get 30 points and 15 rebounds. I don't give a shit. They still going to lose. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nobody cares. And so now, Kyrie's not a superstar. Kevin Love's not a superstar. J.R. Smith's not a superstar. And shout out to J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert. Y'all motherfuckers was in New York acting a donkey last year. You come to Cleveland. LeBron says, hey, we don't do that bullshit here. When we on the road, you staying in the room with me, nigga. You ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And it's like LeBron corralled all those people and made them like, look, bitch, I didn't come back to Cleveland to motherfucking just to say I'm coming home. I came back home to win, bitch. And he's 4 games away from that, man. And I just got to say, this is the greatest ever. Like, nobody, I mean, if you doubt LeBron now, you're just a hater. You know what I'm saying? And I can say this being a big Michael Jordan fan that I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of the people that's going to be stuck and saying, like people would kill me saying that nobody going to ever be greater than Michael Jordan. Like, that's whack. That's whack. Like, you can't say that because that means the game's not evolving. So you mean tell me that, you know, like, niggas didn't think nobody was going to be better than what's his name? Dr. Irvin or Dr. J?
Dr. J.
I can't remember his name no more. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's a really fucking valid point. Like, out of 161 episodes, that might be one of the dopest things you ever said. If nobody can be better than this nigga, that means the game's not evolving. And we know better.
Yes, it's like shit's never going to. So you mean tell me that Michael Jordan from now on forward, you're going to be like, yo, that's the greatest player? It can't be like that. So why can't LeBron be better than Jordan? Everybody keeps saying, listen, we're not taking anything away from Michael Jordan by saying a nigga better than him. It took a great nigga to be better than Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure it's an old head out there like, yo, Dr. J, that nigga, Michael Jordan ain't better than him. And then finally he came to realization like, yo, Michael Jordan better than this nigga. But then these niggas got to come to grips with, yes, LeBron is better than Jordan. Not saying that Jordan can't hold the nigga jockstrap. It's just that LeBron James, like they said, it's not just me. It's not just Saul, right? It's just not a couple people. Everybody's saying, yo, we ain't never seen nobody do no shit like this or do what he could do. So that should tell you something right there. Like, Michael Jordan was average. He was 6'6", 195 pounds. I mean,
this nigga LeBron is
coming
6'8".
Off the
I said this nigga LeBron is 6'8", damn near 300 pounds. 60.
Yes, and then he's faster. He's just as fast as Russell Westbrook. He can jump just as high as, you know what I'm saying? He can do all that shit. Like, now he's at the point in his career where he's taking the air out of his game and starting to shoot jumpers. Like, his jumper going to get better in the next 3 years because he's getting older. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, listen, man, LeBron James, 5 straight finals. Like, nobody's done that besides Bill Russell. And everybody then, Stephen A., well, Michael Jordan went to 6 straight. No, he didn't. Jordan did come back, and they got put out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he didn't play the whole season, but his team still won 55 games without him. So you tell me, you know what I'm saying? Like, how good was the team, Michael Jordan? How good was his supporting cast? They won 55 games without him. You know, so I just don't know, man. LeBron's the man. Hopefully he'll win the series in 5. I'm leaning towards 6. You know, the Warriors going to win 2 games. But, I mean, LeBron, I mean, listen, man, we got to crown him. He's the king, man. I mean, for one dude, it's for me, man, for real. But, hey.
I had this conversation with somebody the other day, and I asked him the same way you got it on the outline. Yo, who's the GOAT? Is it Jordan or LeBron? He's like, I don't know. I said, see, that's the nostalgia. Y'all niggas is giving it to Jordan because he gave you a lot of nice-ass shots, a lot of nice-ass game to watch. You grew up with it, and he gave you shoes.
Memories and all that. But shoes and just...
There's no way I'm picking a 6'6", 195-pound dude over a nigga that's 6'8", and 300 pounds and can do the same shit. Can do the same shit. Now, granted, Jordan's jumper was crispier.
When he got older.
Well, Jordan's jumper has always been crispier than Jordan.
No, it wasn't.
Then LeBron didn't even have a jumper the first 2 seasons.
No, exactly. Over time. And then it just happens, you know. But like Jordan jumper got deadly around about like 93, 92, 93.
It was lights out. The 90s was lights out. You couldn't.
Yes.
If he went into the shoot motion, it was a wrap. It was either a foul or a point. That's pretty
and
much
the goal, it. He moved and shot that shit. They're like, yo, the net, like you be like, that went in. Like you see niggas running out to other, you like, that went in. That like, goddamn.
I give you that. But goddamn LeBron, dude. And here's the other thing about it, too. Every year, LeBron, even from when he was with his Cleveland days, his team changed six people a season. So you're leading a whole new crew of people. Like the only person I would give more props to that for is maybe Tim Duncan, because he's led like 9 million people to the goddamn trophy. But
I wouldn't say Tim Duncan led. Well, he did lead, yeah, but it seems like he's always like Tony Parker was always there with him.
Yeah,
and Tony Parker, you know, and then they got Manu and, you know, like all these pieces. They added like integral pieces to the puzzle.
That's what I'm saying. But the nucleus was still the same.
Yeah, yeah. Nucleus was Tim Duncan and yeah.
But LeBron has not had the same nucleus on most of his teams. Like outside of the big three that he had in Miami, every other team was different pieces. Yep. And this Cleveland team is, I think they only got like four people from the previous season. Like this shit
was
the ones
that LeBron was brought in. Like that's why I said LeBron deserves Coach of the Year. You know what I'm saying? Because he was the person to say, yo, get J.R. Smith here, get Shumpert here, get Mozgov here, get Kevin Love here. He called James Jones up and was like, yo, you busy? Can you come shoot threes? All right, boom. Mike Miller, you busy? Come on, Perkins, let's go. Like, LeBron did all this. Like, you know, you got to give it to him.
Got to give it to him, man. So I agree with you. I kind of – and this is weird. You know, I had this conversation with my boys about, you know, switching teams, so to speak. So riding with Cleveland for all that time when they wasn't making it or when they were struggling because management made stupid ass moves, and then leaving with LeBron left and then staying with Miami and watching Cleveland get it now, I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. I missed out. I missed out because I feel like they're going to win this year. And all those years that I was a Cleveland fan or, you know, down with Cleveland.
LeBron fan, man.
I am a LeBron fan. And, you know, I'm happy to see him get another title, but my heart's in Miami.
You still with the Heat?
I'm still with the Heat, bro.
What the fuck, man? It's all right. You can say you're not a Heat fan. You're a LeBron fan.
But that's not true. Like, I'm a LeBron fan, but I'm a Heat fan.
How did you become a Heat fan? Was you a Heat fan in 2003?
No, I came with LeBron.
So you're a LeBron. Look, Sarai, listen. I'm giving you a pass here. You keep digging your hole, Sarai. I'm trying to let you out.
I don't need to get out. That's what I'm saying. I like the way Miami does things. I like the way management moves. I like the way. For me, I'm that dude. I'm that extra motherfucker, you know. So I like the way management does things. So when LeBron came over, I was like, this works for me because I'm already like the team anyway. So this is good. And then when he left, I'm like, fuck. And to see them retool, I'm like, yeah, I'm with Miami. So I'm rooting for LeBron. You know, get your shit. I don't have anything against the Warriors except for the fact that they fucked Mark Jackson over. But I like them young boys over there, too. I got to go with LeBron. The conversation I was mentioning is about me and my boy. We were talking about this shit because it looks like the Rams are headed to L.A. Like, that shit is all but done. This nigga, they done broke the ground over in L.A. for the Coliseum. Like, that shit, it's damn near done. And it looks like the Rams are on the way. They're looking into taxes and all that shit. It looks like St. Louis is gone. What I don't know is if St. Louis is getting another team. So, in this scenario, and this is a man question. So I got to ask the people's champion. If my team that I root for is from St. Louis, where I'm from, goes to another city, and I don't rock with them because I hate management. This is why I'm not a Cardinals fan. They stole the Cardinals to Phoenix the same way that the LA is stealing the Rams from St. Louis. And I'm not with that. If St. Louis doesn't get another team, am I allowed to pick another team?
I think you are, because your team is gone. Like, you know, yes, I would say yes. Until St. Louis get a new team, then you could be like, yo, I don't, I can get me a new team. Yeah. And when St. Louis get a new team, then you got to go back with the.
Yeah,
you
know, I do got to go back home. Yeah, I got to go back home. So we were talking about this last night, and I think we decided, you know, because I offered up the Steelers. You know, I respect the Steelers organization. I said, yo, and they got a black coach. So I was like, we can be Steelers fan. He's like, oh, no, I can't do the Steelers. I want to be a Packers fan. I said, I can't do the Packers. You know, no harm to GQ Blue. But that seems like the team that if I went to watch a game, I wouldn't be welcome to watch a game. I feel like that's the whitest team in the league.
That's the only publicly owned team in the league, so I think you'll be okay.
It feels like the whitest team in the league, like outside of Boston.
It's in Wisconsin, one of the whitest states out there.
Yeah, it's not really my thing. You know,
outside of Milwaukee.
Yeah, I can't do that one. So what we decided is that we're probably going to be Houston Texans fans.
Wow.
Couple reasons. Number one, we're both in Texas.
Fuck it.
Huh?
Go to the Cowboys. Fuck it.
No, I will never be a Cowboys fan. Ever. fuck the Cowboys. I don't like management. I don't like the people. Fuck the Cowboys. The Texans.
I do not like Jerry Jones, man. I've never heard somebody have a bad word to say about Jerry Jones.
I think Jerry says nigga a lot when he's not in front of the camera.
But look, though, they say all the former players, he puts them in. He gives them business advice. He makes sure, they make good money. Like, I don't know, man. If the nigga can make me a million, hey, I might let him call me nigga a couple times. He can make me a million.
Don't Paula Deen him. Don't give him to Paula Deen, bro. Don't Paula Deen him. So we decided the Texans, number one, because we could be in before the bandwagon. They ain't won shit. They've never really been good.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get the struggle years. We get the struggle points. Number two, we're both in Texas, so that works, and it's not the Cowboys, so that's like number three. And I think that just works. Something about that team and the way they do things, even outside of Kubiak, which was, I don't know why they were that loyal to that loser motherfucker. I just like the way they move, you know what I'm saying? So that's probably gonna be my team. I just wanted to make sure and get the blessing from the God over here that we can switch teams if my team leaves. I wanted to make sure we was good with that shit.
Man, yeah, it's okay, man. I mean, hey, I'm all right with that, man. I mean, you know, it's just you have a good reason. Now, you just can't change teams because, you know, like, let's say, you know, you got to have a reason for changing teams. You change your team, you just can't because they're losing or they sorry now. You know, some people have, you know, these little, like, women, I don't, you know, some women, the ones that, like, you know, whoever the Super Bowl champion is, that's their team.
Right.
We got now because never seen a Seahawk fan before in my life. You know what I'm saying? But now they're everywhere. Seahawks, like, bitch, Seahawks, that's the pencil I used to give away when I got it in the NFL pack. Like, I want this shit. Like, you know, so, anyway, but it's okay, it's all right, you can change.
Man, you know, that's one of my things. Management will definitely, I will always allow for motherfuckers to leave teams because of horrible management. Like, that shit, if your team constantly losing and they don't make any strides to get better, like, I don't know why the Redskins have any fans left.
Because they got five titles, or four, or whatever I mean they got. That's why.
And do they have that many?
Yes, they got, they won in.
Maybe three?
No, it might be three. Yeah, it might be three.
So, yeah, new Patriots fans, I give no respect to you motherfuckers.
Patriot fans, period.
No,
if you ain't from Boston, yeah, you're not a Patriot fan. Like, yeah. I just can't. No, I can't. Because I got in an argument on Facebook with somebody the other day. This was during football season, talking about some, yeah, Patriots this, Patriots that. And I was just like, were you a Patriot fan? You know what I'm saying? You know, before two, yeah, I've always been a Patriot fan. No, you're a liar.
You're a fucking liar. And I've been watching this Warriors shit for three seasons now, and there's only one Warriors fan on my timeline. Mm. And I let her live because she was there. You know what I'm saying? I've seen you talk shit for the other 3 years. I get it. I'm with you. But yeah. I haven't even seen any new Warriors fans. Why? Because all you motherfuckers is Clipper fans. Yep. All you fake-ass L.A. Clipper fans. Duh. Your goddamn Clipper prediction ain't been right since you made it. Ever. Ever. When the Clippers, when they got Chris Paul, how many times were they going to the finals?
Every year.
Every fucking year. Them niggas is losers, yo. They're fucking losers.
So, you had a 3-1 lead.
Oh, my
Houston.
God.
And you lost it.
How the fuck did you let Dwight Howard get to? Look, man, Dwight Howard is a bum. We've talked about this shit. Y'all let that motherfucker do some damage. This shit is a bum, man. I can't deal with these niggas, man. Get to your Keep It 100, bro.
Oh, man, Keep It 100, man. This is King Germ here, letting y'all give me a little public service announcement. Summer's approaching. With summer, we got hot weather, and what do you like to do when it gets hot? You like to go swimming. And I just want, you know, I don't want to have any accidents this summer. So parents, black parents particularly, because I know the white people are on top of this, let's get your kids in swimming lessons. Quit letting your kid run to the pool and he don't know how to fucking swim. And, you know, kids don't, you know, everybody like going to the pool, but don't nobody want to learn how to swim. And you might think your kid can swim, but he can't. You know, he might can swim a little bit and he want to jump out. It doesn't cost much. It might not cost anything. Swimming lessons. Save the kid's life, man. Sorry, you know how to swim?
Yeah, man. I done told this story on like 160 episodes of the Frocast. I went to summer camp.
Oh, okay.
Which I later found out was a fat camp. didn't realize that I was a kid when I went, but I went like for 3
years. Having fun. You ain't give a shit?
I didn't give a shit, man. It was like socialization, but all of us was fat as fuck. We used to swim twice a day, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day for 2 weeks every summer. So I hate swimming, nigga. And I did the swimming when the folks had the curl in my hair. So by the third day, my hair was fucked up and green and dry. And it was bad. It was bad. But yes, I definitely know how to swim.
You just fucked the pH balance all up in the cup.
Nigga was bad. And I was the black dude. So it was always weird for me when I'm putting the extra shit in my hair is still dry. I don't understand. You guys took a shower and it's straight. My shit is still. Yeah, it was all fucked up. I can't see. Yeah, the first time you get in the pool to get the swimming lessons, you get out your head from underwater and you can't see, nigga, that shit burns.
Oh, man. Some of the people swim with my eyes open. And so, you know, I'm all my eyes fire red when I get out. It just be burning and chlorine and that little film over your eyes and you can't see shit. Yeah, that's me. I was one of the late bloomers. I didn't learn how to swim until I was like fucking 12. And one day I was just like at a family reunion and, you know, I took swim. And the sad part is I took swimming lessons, but my mother is terrified of water. Terrified. Like,
really?
Like, I'm talking about if it's over her ankle, she fucking scary as fuck. She don't fuck around. Like, you know what I'm saying? She'll run your bath water and that shit barely, like, you step in that shit, you like, God damn. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? This ain't shit. And she just, you know, so we never, like, you know, like, I used to go swimming all the time, but I didn't know how to swim. But I stayed in the pool. And then, you know, one year, almost dying, you know, swimming pool, made me like, yo, you need to get your shit together, motherfucker, before you die. You know what I'm saying? And I almost died 3 times in the swimming pool.
God damn. All drowning shit. Or were you horsing around?
Yeah, I was just playing in the water. I jumped in the water. You know, I was at a water park, and I didn't know the water. I'm thinking it's a swimming pool. I was probably about like 8 years old. And I jumped in the fucking pool, but it was a fucking, what a slide was. I'm thinking it's a pool. This motherfucker come down the slide, and I remember seeing his feet. All I remember seeing his feet. That motherfucker clobbered me so hard, man, about knocked my ass out. Nigga, I'm just,
damn,
just floating in the water, and they grabbed me that time. Then when I was like 14, I was swimming in the pool. This one I knew how to swim. We was playing and we was like 12 feet of water. And I'm sitting down on the edge and I push myself down to the bottom and swim up to the top. And, you know, wash, rinse, repeat. Just doing this over and over. And as you do it about 7 times, you get tired. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, you know, I'm about, boom, I hit the bottom. I go about halfway up. And it was just like my legs just gave out. I started cramping up and I just took a deep ass breath of air. And when I did that, I fucked up. You know, so it was like,
God. You know what? We need to get this is inside information for you motherfuckers. What we need to get is you recording like 6 or 7 stories. Just quick. You record the story. And when we don't have time to do a Frocast, since these motherfuckers don't want to hear music, we can put on a germ story.
Yeah.
We just have it pre-recorded. Locked and loaded. When that shit happens, you go ahead and put that on for the people because they don't want to hear the music. We saw the terrible response the week before last with our goddamn music show. We need to put the life of Germ is very interesting, so we need to have some stories on deck so we can get this shit popping. Question for you though, before you keep 100, why the fuck is it if black people are the ones that need to learn how to swim, why do white folks drown every summer?
White people drink and swim, and you know they ain't parachute. White people, I've noticed, like, since I've been living here in a college town and seeing how, like, the white people operate, like, they love alcohol. Like, they love it. Like, they can't do nothing without it. And then they drink so much of it, like, I just don't get it. They must be immune to it. Like, we are immune to the menthol and shit like that. So I'm thinking, like, alcohol is their thing. Menthol is our thing. Cocaine is the Mexican thing. And it's just like, you know, it's just, all that shit is just, I mean, it's crazy. Like, white people throw their kids in the water when they fucking babies, and they just be swimming. And, like, I'm like, how do you, like, first of all, I wouldn't throw my baby in a pool. I just wouldn't do that.
I don't get it. Like, but even it's still kids. Like when the alerts go out, such and such kid drowned in the pool. I'm like, but why? For if you have a pool, how do you drown in it? I don't understand. Like,
I'm swimming alone. I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. Like, but I mean, like I said, being like, who knows what happens? Like, I just don't get it. Like, it's a lot of drowning. But yeah, I just don't want. You know, I know it's gonna be some, but hopefully, you know, I'm taking steps this summer. I'm breaking the cycle. I'm getting my kids in swimming lessons because my son think he can swim, but he can't swim. Nah. And my daughter, she just don't like it. You can't put my daughter head underwater for nothing. Like, she don't like that shit. Like, she don't like when she get her hair washed. She just so up. Task getting her in the pool. I mean, she'll go swimming now, but she ain't getting her face on the water. Like, she ain't doing that. So, just sitting there and, you know.
So now, do you have a house? You live in an apartment or a condo? You have a house. So are you going to get a swimming pool for the house?
Hell no. Never. Yeah. Fuck that shit. I'm never getting it. Because, one, I don't want to be responsible for cleaning that motherfucker. Valid. That's just too much fucking work. Like, I think my water bill would be ridiculous. Like, I'm not. No.
Valid. Good point. We lived, like I said, we lived in the suburbs and we had a pool, but this is back in the fucking 80s and shit. So we had one of them big ass steel above ground pools, just a big ass, probably was used for some kind of refinery or some bullshit. And so to clean it, you would rinse that bitch off and turn it over. The reason I said that is because that experience is enough for me never to have a pool. We lived right in front of the fucking woods, in front of the fucking wildlife. So every year when we turned the pool over, nothing but snakes came out that bitch.
Oh shit! Yeah, right there.
Yeah. So for me, I don't know.
How the fuck they get in that bitch?
They found you know, snakes burrow underground.
Oh, okay.
So it was always, you know, we weren't using the pool that had a little bit of enough heat for their ass.
Oh, it was turned over. Okay.
Yeah, it was turned over. We rinsed it out and turned it over, and that's where the fuck it stayed for the winter.
Okay.
And that's where the snakes was. So you turn it over, and them snakes come pouring out that bitch like shit, like water out the earth. Not a fan. Not a fan. So I just asked that because I would never have a fucking pool. I don't give a shit.
That's just too many. Like, I mean, I'm sure your water bill would be stupid if you got a pool. Like, that's just. And then I see all the people, like, all the chemicals you need to clean and all that. Ah, man, fuck that. We'll just go to the community park or, you know, I like swimming in high schools. Like, I like indoor pools. I'm not really with the outdoor pool shit no more because it's just, you know, it's just an overrated experience. Get me go indoor. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know.
There's too many places you can go to swim now.
Yes.
Your local gym has a swimming pool.
What I need my own pool so I can have sex in it? No, fucking in the water is whack. I just want you to know.
So you fucked in the water?
Almost. Look, I had to tip man, but this little kid kept looking and shit, and I was just like, "Yo, what the fuck?" Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there. You know how you play the little games? You know, you ride around. That thing, you know, hey, I'm almost in there. So you know, you maneuvering around, and you know that thing. You know, this little kid just looking like, "What are they doing? What are they doing?" And I was just like, "Oh shit."
It just seemed like too much extra work.
Yes. Like, I just don't think, like, fucking in the shower with people out there, that's whack. Man, no. I don't. Nah.
I think we just old fogies, man. We just boring. Because fucking in the shower is supposed to be the shit. And I feel the same way you do. Like, nah. For what? We're just too old, man.
We're just old, man. You know, unless I got a super big ass shower and I can maneuver myself in, nah, I'm not trying to fuck in the shower, man. It's just not. The standard bathroom is just not, you know, unless you're a little ass, beezy size nigga, you know, yeah, maybe. You know, nah, I'm grown man size.
We definitely, I'm sure that Beezy has tried this. We need stories Beezy, you know, in case we don't get a Frocast down 1 week. Put on the Beezy story as well, because you got an interesting life as well.
Beezy has a super life. I gotta tell you something when the show stopped too.
Oh shit. Well then let's make that happen right now. Give me your winners and losers.
Winners and losers, man. My winner this week is the black guy in Murder Beach that slapped the woman for calling him a nigga after she spit on him and called him a nigga.
That's
I still think that, to me, that was the funniest shit ever. Like, when she called him a nigga and she spit on him and he slapped her and she was like, "That's cool." I mean,
like, they both knew it was gonna happen.
Yeah, and she took it like, "Yo, I've been slapped before. Like, yo, my old man slapped me harder than this. Like, you ain't shit, you pussy ass nigger." You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so he's my winner this week. My loser this week is Cersei and fucking Reek, man, for being fucking. I mean, Cersei, you got locked up trying to be goddamn. You know, you think you running shit. I'm the queen, damn it. No, you're in jail now. You ain't the queen of shit. Yeah. being fucking a loser. Like, you just have no balls. Literally. Literally. Pun intended or whatever.
Yeah, it's over for Reek, man. So, on that tip, my winner would have to be Tyrion and Khaleesi. Because I just feel like it's about to go down. Maybe not this season, but yeah. Something epic is about to happen. And those are my two favorite characters on the show. So, I'm with that shit. My winner this week also is LeBron, because obvious reasons, of course. My loser this week. My loser is, again, the police. God damn it, y'all. Like, it's not even... I don't understand what they're doing. Like, I was thinking about this the other day and listened to another show, and they were talking about how a lot of the former military vets are policemen now. Because you don't have to go through police training. So when you get out of the military, you get discharged, whatever the fuck the situation is, you apply for a police officer job, and if they hire you, you don't have to go through the 6 weeks of basic training or however long it is. You kind of, you know, get your orientation, get the rule book, and get a badge for, you know, watering that shit down all the way, is basically what I'm saying. So you got a lot of these motherfuckers out here with PTSD, and I think that that's what we have, is a lot of cops that have PTSD acting out, doing the shit that they would probably do overseas. Taking pictures with motherfucking people's heads slammed up against the wall, tasering motherfuckers and giving them brain damage, slamming pregnant women, punching pregnant women in the stomach. Like, this is the shit that they do in other countries when we're at war, quote-unquote, to the innocent people over there. But when we do it over here, it's a crime. It's a crime over there too, motherfucker. So every day, it seems like now, we get to see some cops showing their ass. And I just, you niggas need to do better. Or we need to get y'all the fuck up out of office. If you can't do the police shit right, we need to, people, do something. This shit, we got to do something, man. This shit, so the cops are my losers.
Oh, I got another loser, man. The fucking, all the FIFA motherfuckers that took all the bribes.
Jesus Christ. How did it take this long to get this figured out? The shit bro, was like, in Qatar, bruh. No one knows. Oh, sorry, Qatar.
Yeah, Qatar. Doesn't it get like 200 fucking degrees there? Why you want to have a soccer match there?
Of course, because the cash came in, nigga. The cash came in. I was like, sure, you can have it for that amount of money? Absolutely.
Yes.
Of course, that's corrupt.
I was just like, yo, how did they win this shit? Like, how? But,
this is ridiculous, man. Yeah, they got over like fat rats. You know what I'm saying? They got their cash, and now everybody's appalled. Shut up, nigga. Stop that shit. I also got another loser. Okay. The goddamn Duggar family.
Oh, yes.
What the fuck? How do you have 95 kids and he molesting all the girls?
Oh, shit. What?
So one of the Duggar boys.
Is this the people with all the babies on TV?
Yeah,
and shit?
Yeah. So they had like 19 kids or 22 kids or some stupid shit. I think it was 19. One of the Duggar boys, I think the oldest Duggar boy, apparently molested each of his sisters.
Get the fuck out of here.
So the shit happened, and apparently the dad knew back in the day, and now he's finally, you know, the shit finally came to light, and now they're trying to downplay it. We've even got people out there saying that it's not a crime.
It's not a crime!
Dude, matter of fact, I want to pull this up because I want to be quite accurate. Apparently, somebody expunged the Duggar's record on molesting kids.
So you mean to tell me he went before a judge?
No, well, like,
it didn't get that far.
No, it didn't get that far because I think it was Arkansas. Let me look. Arkansas, this is what it says. Arkansas police destroyed Josh Duggar's record detailing wrongdoing as a kid. So they have a record that said that he molested kids, and they got rid of it. They destroyed it. Like, yeah, never mind. The judge ordered us yesterday to expunge the record.
Damn.
So, this shit didn't even go to trial. The judges said, yo, squash that shit.
Yeah.
This is from back in 2000. He fondled five girls in 2002 and 2003.
Fondled or fathered?
Fondled.
Oh.
Fondled. So, this is back in 2002, 2005, or 2003. Five different girls, and he just apologized. And they said, okay, that's enough. Got rid of it. So, that nigga's a loser. All the officials that involved the losers, the father's a loser. Y'all losers, bro.
Yo, that shit blew my fucking mind right here. Sorry. So you mean tell me this nigga, motherfucking? I mean, I saw the headlines and shit, but I didn't really, you know. I was like, Doug, I figured, you know, I ain't know what. Get the fuck out of here,
bro. This shit is bad, man. Like, the allegations came out and people heard about it. You know, of course, there's always a whistleblower, and you know. you know what happens, and then you get fired, and then you get mad. So that's how I expect it went. But yeah, the shit came out, and then they just apologized, and nothing's happening. That's it.
Jesus
Christ. Nothing's happening. So yeah, people are sick, man. People are fucking sick. You got any shout outs this week, bro? So we can get the fuck out of here, and I can hear the story about you.
Shout out to everybody that fuck with us on a weekly basis. You know who the fuck you are. The RT3s, what's
MJ
my dog?
MJ Money 9S.
MJ Money 9S. Dove, he reared his fucking head the other day. What's my dog name?
What did you do to Dove that made him say that we don't want him back on the show?
Hey, Dove always said, you know, Dove is like our little brother, so of course he's going to feel like he's not wanted. You know, mama, you ain't want to take your little brother when you leave with friends.
Dove is my nigga, man.
Like, Dove, you got to take him.
Dove is my nigga, man. Dove, whenever you in a situation.
People, we're going to get you back on this show.
Though. Yeah, whenever you got your headphones together, you're not at the Taco Shack, we will definitely get you back on the show.
When you're not playing basketball, getting a haircut at the same time, man, just let us know, Doug.
Next time you're not at the DMV getting your 7th or 8th car titled and licensed, we will have you back on the show, bro.
Yes, man. Happily, bro. You know what I mean? Damn. Shit.
Doug, one of the niggas, man. When it comes down to Nappy Afro, you one of the niggas.
Yeah, ruler to myself. He always fuck with us. Let me see, man. Everybody, man. Y'all know who y'all is.
That
man.
Actually fuck with us. We appreciate y'all for real.
She's starting to, you know. But
It's a lot of people that listen to us that don't fuck with us.
Yes. They listen and they just don't comment. I have no problem with that.
No problem with that.
You know what I'm saying? But, we're comment whores. We like to know what we're doing is being appreciated.
Or that we fucking up. Tell us if we fucking up. I want to know that shit, too. I want us to be the best podcast recognized out there. Like, I think we're the best podcast. I don't think we're recognized. And a lot of people that we give props to every week don't really fuck with us. That's no shade. That's just what it is. So, for those of y'all that fuck with us, thank you. For real. For real. Thank you. Any more shout-outs, bro? Did I catch
you? Oh, yeah, funny story, man. I was on Google the other day, and, you know, I don't know why. But I did a little search. You remember that Good Morning mixtape we did when we collabed with them other websites and shit?
Yeah, that was like 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
It's 2009, so all right.
5 years, there you go.
Six, all right.
Oh, shit, I can't count. There you go. 6 years.
I know who I don't want doing my taxes. Man. That's why your ass only up getting a return, so all right. You put in the wrong number.
Yo, the fucked up part is that's actually right. I did my return for like 2 years with TurboTax, and that was wrapped up in the years I ended up owing money, so that's actually correct.
Yeah, it was just so funny just looking at the Wayback Machine, and I was just like, yo, and, you know, and I fucked around and seen, like, you know, it was on, even the smoking section had featured that shit. Like, yo, that shit was crazy how many people used to fuck with us back in the day. Like,
I think they still do.
Maybe we competition. They like, we can't fuck with y'all no more. Y'all not little boys no more. I don't know.
I don't care, man. We do this shit for the 3 people or 3 million people that listen to the show.
Yes.
We really appreciate y'all motherfuckers, man. And that's why we always talk about comments, because we like to interact with the people that listen to the show. Like, we had 4 comments on the show that was just music, and that was just me and Germ.
Yeah.
Like, we were waiting on somebody to say something. We just like talking to y'all motherfuckers, man.
Yes, so, we want to know, like, we, you know, like, when you want feedback, that's all we want, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, but the ones that do give us feedback, we appreciate y'all, salute to all y'all, keep doing what you're doing, and I mean, you know, give us some drops, all that bullshit, you know, follow us on social media, Instagram, Nappy Afro, Facebook, nappyafro.com, like that. What else we got? Twitter, Nappy Afro, Snapchat, Napfro Gang, NAPFROGANG. Ladies, send your titties, your booty shots, all that. You know what I'm saying? I will screenshot them and send them to the crew. Just going to let you know that.
Please call us and give us a drop so you ain't got to hear Peabody. Do Peabody still fuck with us?
Peabody still fuck with us.
All right, then.
Peabody's family, man. He ain't going nowhere.
He come out the woodworks.
Easy little brother. He ain't going nowhere.
He come out the woodworks and comment every once in a while, but he comment on like 19 topics at once.
Yeah, Peabody, he do song of the week every once in a while. Like, he'll send a song in the weekend, even though Beezy don't ask for it. Peabody. what I'm saying, man. So if Peabody fam, he ain't going nowhere, dog.
That's what's up, man. You can call us and leave us a drop at 347-201-2572. That's 347-201-2572. Promote your own product. Leave us a drop. Let us know what you think of the show. Talk about
you promote your product. Let us know. We'll do that shit. Send us some shit. I don't give a fuck what it is, as long as it ain't nothing, you know.
Send us some more Beats by Slaves.
Beats by Slaves. You send us some fucking. You if you make donuts, send us some donuts. You want you got socks? Send us some socks. Whatever. We'll promote anything, bro.
Anything within reason.
Anything. Right. So, all right. I'm going on that limb.
Don't do that, man. There's a lot of nasty ass products out there.
Look, I get somebody else to try it. Hey, man, how that work for you? Oh, work. Let me know. I need details so I can tell these people.
Stupid, man. We'll holler at y'all next time on the Frocast. This has been episode 161. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting in with King Germ. We'll holler at you next time on NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Now, what the fuck be easy to say?
Hold on, sorry. Hold on.
Yo, what up? All the way live from 919. It's Fonte. Fonte Tigolo. Giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com.